The Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations has asked the UN Security Council to investigate alleged Israeli crimes during ongoing protests in the Gaza Strip. Thousands of people have been gathering weekly in demonstrations along the fence that separates Israel from Gaza. Israeli soldiers reportedly killed four Palestinians on Friday, and at least 37 people have died since the protests began. Israel says it's trying to prevent attacks on its soldiers and stop people from breaching the fence. All this is happening as a Palestinian man is making history here in the United States. This weekend, an entire museum dedicated to Palestinian art opened in Connecticut. It's said to be the first in the Americas. David DeRoche from Connecticut Public Radio reports.
Faisal Saleh is both the curator and owner of the Palestinian Museum US in Woodbridge near New Haven.
Wow, so you got a lot of stuff to hang on the walls, I guess.
Yep, and there's more on the way.
He leads me through the halls of the museum, stopping at one installation by artist Raji Cook.
The installation on the floor here is called the Living Stones.
The white-haired Saleh points to smooth river stones scattered across the room. Each stone is covered by a photo portrait wrapped in twine. The point is that many people visit the Holy Land to see ancient sites, which he calls the Dead Stones. This exhibit invites you to think about the living.
Just to emphasize that when you visit, you should really be visiting the people, not just the stones.
Saleh assembled this installation along with works from 27 other artists for the museum's opening. Samia Halabi is one of the best-known Palestinian artists exhibiting her work here. She spoke via Skype from New York.
The way Palestinian painting will act as a powerful ambassador in the West is to show us to be a thinking, creative people rather than poverty-stricken victims.
Much of the museum's art is vibrant and feels optimistic. One part of the collection shows people in pastel colors, surrounded by whimsical shapes and textures. Others show regional traditions, an olive harvest, a coffee ceremony. There's even an homage to the prickly pear. Opening an art museum is a new venture for Saleh. By trade, he's a businessman. He founded a software company, he's been a consultant, he now runs a medical device startup. He says he's funded the museum all on his own. He wants it to be completely independent, free from any political or religious affiliations. But he recognizes that it's almost impossible for Palestinian art to not make a statement with political overtones.
There are certain things about what's going on there that are going to seep into this, no matter what you do. But most of the art we have is just art. There's no political message in it.
Though one piece of art that greets visitors captures a provocative moment. It's a memorial of sorts for Rachel Corrie, an American who was protesting the destruction of Palestinian houses in 2003 when she was killed by a bulldozer driven by an Israeli soldier. While Israeli officials dispute the circumstances of her death, Palestinians hold Corrie in high regard. Then there's an Israeli military ammunition box filled with stones. It's another piece by Raji Cook.
Palestinians throw stones. The Israelis shoot live bullets at them.
Controversy is inherent in almost anything related to Palestinians and Israelis. Despite that, Faisal Saleh hopes to make the Palestinian Museum US a welcoming place.
We're putting art on the walls, and we're reading poetry, and we're playing music. Anybody wants to join us, they're welcome. They want to talk politics, they go somewhere else. We're not in, you know, that's not what we're doing here.
Saleh hopes that people come to the museum with an open mind. For Here and Now, I'm David DeRoche in Hartford.